It's the Sunshine Coast's Positive Choice Salt 106.5. G'day, it's Lee with you today. Hope you're doing extra well. And you know, throughout the week, I went along to Stories of Hope, which Salt certainly likes to get behind. Local people sharing their amazing stories of overcoming, facing challenges. And actually, one great story from a young man, Aspie Jones, shared his wonderful story. And I have him on the line with me right now. Aspie, how are you today?
I'm good, thanks, Lee. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing extra well. Hey, listen, the story you shared throughout the week was wonderful.
No, thank you so much.
Hey, give us a quick snapshot. Who you are and what do you get up to?
Well, as you know, I'm Aspie Jones and I am a musician who does a lot of work around Queensland. I'm currently in Brisbane at the moment doing my uni work, but I am a massive advocate for mental health. And as I do have Asperger's myself, hence the name Aspie Jones, and I'm releasing some songs.
Wonderful. Hey, Aspie, while we're here and people are thinking music, let's just have a quick snapshot of your style. This is one of your latest called Last Nerve by Aspie Jones here on Salt 106.5.
My own damn gun, but I wasn't the one who was pulling the trigger. If you see these eyes, they've witnessed a million tries. And from the falls of grace, from all who have judged them. But I lost my nerve when
Wow, there we go. Aspie Jones, Last Nerve. And hey, Aspie, that really gets down to being some really honest storytelling there.
Oh, yeah, thank you so much. Yeah, it's a bit of a trials and tribulations about distress and anxiety and overcoming it.
Unpack that just a little bit more. What trials have you faced and what have you been led through?
That song in particular was in a phase of my life where it was just falling apart before COVID, and it was just sort of getting a little bit stressful. And I feel like obviously the only thing a musician can do at that point is just write a song about it. So I feel, and obviously not everyone's a songwriter, but everyone can relate to being in that situation where everything just seems to be going wrong and everything just seems to not be going in the way you want it to.
Yeah, truly honest storytelling there and songwriting, a really amazing work. What's on the future for you now? You mentioned your studies. What are you focusing on there?
I'm doing a bachelor's in contemporary music practice
at
the South Bank TAFE.
Right.
So that's going to be keeping me occupied, but I've got my timetable worked out and I've got it all mapped. So I'm going to be able to give plenty of attention to both sides of the music. And yeah, I'm really enjoying it.
And what's one of your little pieces of encouragement that you'd like to share with us today?
I feel like something I really want to share with people is that life is full of ups and downs. And I feel like when you're feeling down, it's okay. And it's totally human and it's totally fine to feel a little blue. And those are the times when you should be looking after yourself and making sure that you're okay and you've got everything in place so that when you're feeling good, obviously you've taken care of all of the things that were making you feel bad at the time. And you need to be going out there and just sort of sharing those good feelings with the people you love and the people that you care about. And also just making sure that they're okay, and you just got to look after one another in these, especially these very difficult and confusing times. Life's not a solo game, it's a team game.
Beautifully shared there. Aspie Jones, local young man studying there in Brizzy, and what a great artist as well. And you can catch up with more of Aspie online as well. Where can we catch up with you, Aspie?
You can find me on Spotify in particular. That's where all my music gets released. And you can find me on the usual Instagram and Facebook under Aspie Jones.
Wonderful. Aspy Jones, Aspie Jones. Thank you so much for your time today.
No worries. Thank you so much, Lee.